Good morning and happy Sabbath, everyone. It's a blessing to be here. Actually, when I drove in the driveway this morning, I thought the place looks really familiar. And I remember now, when I was a kid, maybe about 8 years old, maybe 20 years ago, I come here. And so it's a blessing to be able to share with you again this morning. So my name is Kyle Service, and I come from 3AM Church. Have you heard of 3AM Church before? Maybe not. So we're up near Macquarie University, and it's a church plant, and we're ministering to university students at Macquarie University. So that's what we're about. And its name is 3AM. We don't worship at 3AM in the morning, but it stands for the Three Angels Messages. Today, my sermon is entitled, Are You at the Place? And just before we begin, I'd like to have another prayer. Let's pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you this morning. We want to thank you for the Sabbath and the blessing that we receive on the Sabbath, Lord. We want to thank you that we can spend this time with you, our Creator, our God. Lord, I pray now that as we open your word, that you'll send the Holy Spirit to be able to guide our minds into what the Bible is teaching us. Lord, we pray this in the almost powerful and precious name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, so this morning, as I said, my sermon is entitled, Are You at the Place? What we're going to do this morning, we're going to look at three Bible stories, and we're going to look at each story and see a common thread between them all. Now, what I want you to do, when we look at these stories, I want you to be able to tell me what that common thread is. What that common thing is that is in each of these stories. Okay, so Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10, and we're going to read this story. Now, I'm sure you're all familiar with this story. Luke chapter 19 and verses 1 to 10. Is everyone there? Okay. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and it says he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but he could not because of the crowd, for he was short of stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. For today I must stay in your house. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. So here we read the first story. And it goes on to say, verse 6, so he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying he was gone to a guest with a man who is a sinner. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Lord, look, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. So here we read the first story of Zacchaeus. And let's just turn to Genesis chapter 21. And we're going to look at the second story. So remember, keep this story in your mind. And we're now going to read the second story in the book of Genesis chapter 22. Now we have a few verses to read, so hopefully you can follow along. Okay, in Genesis chapter 22 and verses 1 to 12. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, here I am. And then he said, now take now your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." Then he said, "Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" And Abraham said, "My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering." So the two of them went together. Then they came to the place which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." And he said, "Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." So here we read the second story. So far we've read about who? Zacchaeus and Abraham. Now let's look in Exodus chapter 3. And we're going to read verses 1 to 5. I'm getting you to run through your Bible, aren't I? Now we read, "Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in the flame of fire from the midst of the bush. So he looked and beheld the bush, what was it doing? It was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, "I will not now turn aside and see this great sight, for why the bush does not burn?" So when the Lord saw that he had turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "Do not draw near the place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Moreover," he said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. So here we read of three stories. Now, when we read these stories, what did you see that was similar or what was common in each of these stories? Yes, God called to each of them. Something else. Yeah. We find that in each of these stories, it says God met them where? At the place. Did you notice that? In each of the stories, it says that God met them at the place. Now, did you notice it didn't say God met them at a place, but at the place. So here we see that a would be an indefinite article, right? But the is definite. If I say, you know, I'm going to a place, do you know where I'm going? No. But if I say I'm going to the place of, you know that it is a definite place. So here we find that God met each one of these men of old at the place. Now, you may be asking, well, why? You know, why are you making such a big thing out of the place? Because, you know, just as God met these men of old, these men of God at the place, so he wants to be able to meet you at the place today. God has an appointment with you. He wants to spend time with you. But are you willing to go to the place to meet him? Now, let's think. We look at these three stories, and God met each one of these men at the place. But what was the place for each of these three men? Let's think about it. Okay, we have Zacchaeus. What was the place for Zacchaeus? A tree? Yes. Yes. So here we have Zacchaeus. Now Jesus is coming and Zacchaeus wants to see Jesus. And you know, he goes to see Jesus, but he can't. Why? There's too many people and he's too short. And he's thinking, it says he wants to go see Jesus for what? Who he is. And so, you know, he goes to see Jesus, but what he does, you know, he's too short, but he really wants to see Jesus for who he is. So he goes, climbs a tree. And he climbs this tree and, you know, Jesus comes past. And now let me ask you a question. If he really wants to see Jesus for who he is, would he climb a tree? If you want to be able to find and see who someone is, are you going to go hide yourself in a tree? Yes, I believe he climbed the tree because he was too short, but if he really, really wanted to know who Jesus was, he would go to him in person. Can you really see who someone is and get to know them if you just look at them? Can you? No, you need to get to know them personally. And how could Zacchaeus do that in the tree? But this is what he done. So he comes, you know, he climbs the tree and Jesus comes. And what happens? Jesus sees him and what does he say? Yes, he says, Zacchaeus, come down. I want to spend time with you. I want to get to know you. You know, when I look at this story and I think of what, you know, this story means. You know, Zacchaeus was up in this tree and, you know, when I was reading this, I was thinking, okay, Zacchaeus was in this tree and Jesus met him there. This makes me think of another story in the Bible where Jesus meets people in trees. What could that story be, do you think? Another story where Jesus met people in trees. Go back to the beginning of time. Genesis. The Garden of Eden, right? Jesus met Adam and Eve. Let's just turn there to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. And we're going to see where God met some other people in trees. And what does this mean? And what does the place of Jesus meeting Zacchaeus in the tree and Adam and Eve in the tree? What does it symbolize? Genesis chapter 3. Now, I'm sure you're all familiar with the story. But let's just turn to Genesis chapter 3 and verses 7 and 8. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden of the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves in the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. So here we have Adam and Eve hiding themselves in trees. Why? Yes, because they were ashamed and they were naked. Here, you know, I believe, yes, Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus, but he was ashamed of who he was. We find that the Bible tells us that he was very rich. You know, he was a chief publican. He was filthy rich. He had all the money he could want. And, you know, he could have got someone, you know, to tell the crowd to disperse so he could see Jesus. But no, he hides himself in the tree because he's ashamed of who he was. And same as Adam and Eve, they hide themselves in trees. You know, I stop and think, and I think, okay, Adam and Eve hid themselves in trees. Do I hide myself in a tree as well? Do you hide yourselves in trees? What was do you try and cover up your shame, your nakedness, because you don't want people to see you for who you really are? You know, I don't know, but maybe, you know, it can be maybe your job, your profession. You know, you try and pretend, you know, you're someone all-powerful, you have a good job, but maybe inwardly, you know, you're just like everyone else. Maybe your tree actually bears thorns. And, you know, your thorns are so big and so long that, you know, you're too short and everyone's too tall. And so, you know, you're upset. And you lash out at people. I don't know. You know, what is the tree that you hide yourself in? What do you cover yourself with? Do you cover yourself with the garment of God's righteousness? Do you let Him clothe you? So the place of Zacchaeus, what was it? It was the place of where God wanted to meet him, about to give him a new character, a change of heart. God wanted about to give him the garment of righteousness. He wanted him to be able to know who he was. And so, you know, maybe you're ashamed of who you are, and yet you want to know Jesus. Well, friends, in this story, there is hope. Why? Because Jesus will come to you. And he does not care about your nakedness or your shame. You know, he wants to be able to come you to better. He wants to come to you and for you to be able to come down from where you're hiding and come and see him face to face. And he wants to spend time with you. So this is what the place of Zacchaeus is. Are you at the place of Zacchaeus? Are you going to come down out of the tree and meet him? Okay, let's continue and let's think of the other story. Now, what's the other story we looked at?
Abraham and Isaac.
Okay, we've seen Abraham and Isaac. Now, let's think about, okay, what does the place for Abraham represent? Yeah, exactly. I like that. So here, Abraham, you know, Jesus met Zacchaeus and Adam and Eve in a tree. Here, God met Abraham where? On the mountain. And what did God ask him to do? Sacrifice. That's right. You know, when I stop and I think of this story, I think God asked him to meet him on the mountain. Now, I'm sure you've all heard someone say before, a mountaintop experience. What does that mean? If you're having a mountaintop experience, what does that mean?
The ultimate experience.
You know, you're enjoying life. Life couldn't get better. And here we have Abraham. Abraham's having a mountaintop experience. You know, previously, Abraham had prayed. And he says, God, give me a son. And, you know, it took forever, you know. And God, and Abraham most likely thought, well, how long is this going to take? But then God answers his prayer. And he has his son. He has his treasure. And then, you know, he's having this mountaintop experience. And what does God ask him to do? Yeah. Here we see in this story, God gives something to Abraham. Abraham's having a mountaintop experience, and then God wants to take away his gift. He's asking Abraham to sacrifice. Now let us stop and think about sacrifice. What does sacrifice represent here? That's right, giving up something that is precious. Here we see God asking Abraham to give something up. Now, I don't know if God is calling you to this place of sacrifice. Maybe he is. But what is it that you need to sacrifice? Maybe what you need to sacrifice is in front of the refrigerator. I don't know. Sometimes that's for me, yeah? Maybe it's in front of the television. Maybe it's in front of the computer. I don't know. But God is asking us to sacrifice. Does he want, and does he have a date with you at the place of sacrifice? We stop and we think about this. You know, I think God, he wants us to sacrifice something. Sometimes he gives us and then he takes it away. You know, maybe that also could mean, you know, God wants you to sacrifice a job. Maybe you prayed really hard. God, please, please answer my prayer. I need this job. And so God gives you a job. And then, you know, you study and you learn more about him. You trust in him. And then you learn about the Sabbath. And, you know, you work on the Sabbath. And so maybe he's saying, you know, give up this job now. You know, I gave it to you, but now it's time I want to take it away. Maybe he wants about to spend more time with you. Maybe you need to sacrifice some of your time. What is it that you need to sacrifice to meet God at the place? So here we see two stories. Now, what is the third story? Moses and the bush. And when I look at this story, when God meets Moses at the place of the burning bush, I am amazed. When I think of this story and I look at what it symbolizes, you know, I think we could go into so much detail about this story. But this is amazing when God meets us at the place of the burning bush. You know, we think about the mountaintop. You know, maybe you're having a good time with God and then God asks you to sacrifice something. Or maybe you've just been like Moses and you have been in the desert. Now, have you been in the desert by yourself before? Yes? Have you felt so hot and dry and worn out on your spiritual walk with God? Just as Moses was in the desert. Maybe you've been in the desert and God wants to show you something like the burning bush. You know, Moses, he's seen the burning bush. He could have just kept walking. He's like, oh, wow, amazing. Look, there's a miracle. And kept walking. Do you do that in life when someone shares with you a miracle and you go, oh, good for you, and keep walking and forget about what God done for that person? Here we find Moses. He sees the miracle and he's like, yes, let me step a little bit closer. I want to see, what is this? What is this miracle? And so we find that, you know, he's just been in the desert. He's going up to try and meet God. He's trying to get rejuvenated and refreshed from God. And here he sees this miracle. He turns aside and he goes to see the burning bush. And when he gets to the burning bush, what happens? Sorry? Yeah, and what does he say? Exactly. He says, take off your shoes, for where you're standing is holy ground. You see, friends, God wants to meet you on holy ground. Now, when you take off your shoes, what is it a sign of? Respect. God says, no, I want to meet you at the place. I want about to show you a miracle. Just come and spend time with me in worship. You know, a place of reverence, a place of worship is church, but it also can be at home. Spending time in God's Word, in your morning devotions. God wants to meet you at the place of the burning bush. And here we see Moses, so he takes off his shoes, and what happens? And God speaks to him. And here he sees an amazing miracle, a bush burning, but not consumed. And when we look at this, now, I think there is so much symbolism in here. Why would God meet Moses at the burning bush? Because here we find in the Bible, okay, now, if you want to ask me later, we can look at it, okay? But we find that fire, God said, I am as a consuming fire. Here we see this fire surrounded by this tree. And we find wood, okay, in the Bible can represent the humanity of Jesus. So here we have this fire on this tree, but not being consumed. Here we have the picture of Jesus, humanity and divinity mixed together. And when you see this, you see the power of God. Because once Moses seen the burning bush, what happened? He was able to, what God says to him, throw down your rod. And he threw down his rod, if you know the story, and what happened? It became a serpent. When you step into the presence of God, and when you see Jesus in his humanity and divinity, and where do you see that most? That's on the cross. And so when you behold Jesus on the cross, then you can really see the power of God work in your life. Do you follow? Is God calling to you the place of the burning bush? Here we find that God had a mission for Moses to do. Maybe God is calling you to do something. And maybe you're afraid, as Moses was. but says, God says, I will go before you. Don't be afraid for what God is asking and calling for you to do. Come and take off your shoes and come into his presence and say, here I am. Surrender yourself to God as Moses did and let him use you. And then you can really see the power of God. Have you wondered why God has not showed you his power recently? Have you thought, God, where are you? Where's the power that you can give? Well, I would like to encourage you. Maybe you need to come and spend more time with God. Come into his presence and take off your shoes and spend time with him. So here, God wants to see his power. But, you know, maybe you can ask, okay, God wants to meet us at the place, but why should I go to the place, yeah? Why should I go to the place? Yes, we can see that was good for Moses, that was good for Zacchaeus, that was good for Abraham, but what about me? Why should I go to the place? And let's just turn to Luke and see why we should go to the place. Luke chapter 23 and verse 33. Is everyone there? And when they came to the place, what was it? When they came to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him. And the criminals, one on the right hand and one other on the left. Why should we go to the place, friends? Because Jesus went to the place. Jesus went to the place, and what did that place mean for him? Death, complete sacrifice. Here we see in this place the other three places that we looked at all together. And here the King of the universe, the Creator of the world, has come to the place of death for you and for me. Are you going to meet him at the place? He went to the place for you. He didn't just go to any place. It wasn't just a place, but he went to the place. Are you willing to be like the men of old who God used powerfully? Are you willing to be able to go to the place just as they went to the place? Here we have a very good reason to go to the place because Jesus is already at the place and he's waiting for you. But I want to ask you the question, are you at the place? Are you willing to go to the place? I don't know what place you need to go to. Whether it is to admit that you need Jesus as your Savior and you need his garment of righteousness and you need to give up your fig leaves. Maybe it's the place of sacrifice. Maybe there is something in your life that you need to sacrifice and give to him. Or maybe you've been in the desert and you need to see the power of God in your life again. Will come and spend time with him and meet him at the place. So I would like to encourage you to meet him at the place and for you to question yourself, where are you? Where would God have me to go? What is the place? I don't know, you know. But let's just finish in prayer and ask God to be with us and to meet us at the place and to give us the strength and the courage to be able to go there. And be on time. Let's pray. God in heaven, Lord, we come before you and we want to thank you for giving us these stories in the Bible. Lord, we want to thank you that Abraham went to the place, that Zacchaeus went to the place, and that Moses went to the place. Lord, I don't know this congregation, but you know, Lord, and you know where you have a date set aside for them. You have a definite place for them just as you had a definite place of old to meet. Lord, I pray now that you'll be with each person here. I pray that we're about to meet you at the place. We want to thank you for going to the place for us. Lord, I pray now that you'll be with us. Draw us close and help us to not let go. And keep us strong through the following week so we can meet again. And worship you and reverence you and see the power that only you can give. Lord, we pray this in the almost powerful, precious, and mighty name of Jesus. Amen.